in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we have before. So take me to the mirror shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king. With lots of money and
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stadtmiller. If it's Wednesday and it's the 23rd and it's 2008, that means we're alive and we got our counterpart out there on the left coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez in Beverly Hills, California. Hello, everybody. Hello, John. How you doing? I know I'm real excited because we have Bob on the line again today to talk about information regarding media and the whole effects that it has on everybody in this election with their credit card debt, with finances, the whole thing. So I'm looking forward to this.
I am as well. By the way, I just got to slide this in here.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some problems here with my ears plugging up today, so excuse me if I get too close to the mic and you hear that little squeal. On my program yesterday, I talked about the fractionalized reserve banking systems and the reserves required. And the question I ask is it being held afloat strictly by borrowed money at this point?
Uh-huh.
Well, lo and behold, what do I find out today? That the banks themselves, by 2011, are going to do away with their reserves, their cash reserves.
Well.
Well, and it follows suit, folks. If you're going to create a fund of money system and you're going to be fooling people, well, then why fool them with a little bit of cash in reserve sitting at your bank that does not carry one-tenth of your exposure? So
right.
it only stands to follow. I mean, it's...
What source did you hear that from? I mean, is it that's a major news story that's come out, or is it something you heard on the side? Or?
No, actually, I go to this guy. His name is George Urey. Yeah, he's a pretty bright guy. He knows that I cover his information a lot on this program.
Uh-huh.
And it is right there on his site, urbansurvival.com. So anybody that wants to do that, they and the story itself is actually you can click on it. Nowandfutures.com, it actually had the story, but that's the lead story for today. That the
Everybody check that out. Yeah,
so that's so that James, the Federal Reserve Bank, that is not federal and it's not reserve, is not going to have any reserves at all. So I think they'd better change their name.
Yeah,
Federal Monopoly Money Company. Do whatever you want, but do away with the reserve because there is no such thing.
Right on. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to definitely check that story out. For those of you that I know we're going to bring on Bob in just a moment here. For those of you that are emailing me regarding your credit card issues, I know some of you call and leave your telephone number, but please make sure you leave your email address. I do all correspondence via email. I do call people back, however, but if you're looking to read some information and sit down with your family or friends or whatever to discuss that, please email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Otherwise, please leave your name and leave your name. You'd be surprised. A lot of people go 702 da 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 da, and they don't leave a name. They don't leave anything.
Well, just call them up and say, "Hey, you."
Yeah, exactly.
Folks, we'll break here. We'll be right back right after this.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we are back here. James, take it away.
Hey, Bob, are you there?
Good day, Bob. Gentlemen.
Howdy.
Good day, good day.
Howdy.
How you been?
Central Texas,
been?
Cloudy, cold, rainy.
Everything's fine here in New York City.
Oh, how's, hey, really?
Yeah, beautiful sunny day, not too cold.
Nobody jumping out of windows over the markets, nothing like that?
No.
Oh, good.
Okay, I'd like to ask a question to refer back to what we talked about last week. Do you, either of you remember what I said was the guiding principle for intelligence agencies, what they look at to see what kind of changes are happening or going to happen?
The reactions from the people when they do the media.
Right, but the stage before that is to look at the characteristics of the medium that comes in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right, so, before they introduce it, correct?
Yes, and then they watch the reactions after.
Right.
But the important thing is that they don't fully know what the reactions or changes will be. So what is the major new medium of note, say, over the last 10 years?
The computer.
Yes, we could say the World Wide Web, the Internet, and now, in particular, they call it Phase 2, 2.0, user-generated Internet use.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So we then have to look at the characteristics of that. How is it different from the book? How is it different from movies? How is it different from television? Well, the hint is, it's two-way. You're not receiving information one way like broadcast media, analog media did, or books or movies.
Mm-hmm. Now, interactive.
So it's interactive. So what would that do to a population if they have this new, in a sense, democratic feeling or usefulness, peer-to-peer communication? Wouldn't that change the attitude of humans in relation to what their cultural baggage that they were conditioned by or educated around?
And absolutely.
And in the implications of what it means.
Mm-hmm,
Yes, you're right, Jane. It's absolutely would be different. And if we look back over the last 15 years, one of the main characteristics of American culture has been, as a complaint, has been that people aren't decent anymore. They aren't.
Boy, is that true.
They don't respect each other, and they don't care how they present themselves when they go on the old broadcast media.
Mm-hmm.
The Jerry Springer Show was the archetype of that.
Oh, right. It was a wonderful media event. I just relished every moment of that show.
Yeah, right.
But in terms of the huge landscapes of media in the first two-thirds of the 20th century or first 80%, they were intimidating. They were highly one-way environments that people either ignored at their peril or they enjoyed and walled around and became couch potatoes or rather passive. But certainly the passivity of people in the media in the last 15 years is not really a characteristic. It's a characteristic of those who fall back and rest by watching television or the older one-way media. But the most important medium for people is the interactiveness, and therefore there'd be a new kind of confidence in the ability to express themselves and also to spit on the older media that they were, older landscapes that they were intimidated by. So the effect of this would be, from intelligence agency's point of view, is that people are going to have a greater sense of communication potential, and if democracy is defined as something that allows people to participate, an institution or a community or a medium, then we have had an incredibly democratic experience over the last 15 years.
Now explain that, because look, I know and I've spoken with you that the use of the computer and the telephone and texting and back and forth, I think it's ruined communications on some levels. It's made it even harder to deal with people. And also distorts language, it distorts intention, it distorts a lot of things. And I know that now with the election coming up, the whole way people are communicating and how they're getting their information and making decisions is semi-distorted.
Exactly. But it's distorted in relation to previous media and the assumptions and preferences and habits that people had. People used to go to classrooms and silently listen to a teacher who spelled out the ABCs, and then once they understood the basic elements of literacy, they then read or studied math or history, and it was a slower process. Now teachers have to deal with kids who are basically unable to connect to that old medium and have to text message or be on their cell phones in the class. So from the teacher's point of view, that's dumbing down the population in terms of inculcating or programming literate values. But
right.
for the kids, they always go home, and their parents buy a TV recorder or a new computer, and the kids get self-esteem because they show the parent how to run the thing.
That's true. Right. That's right. They seem to have a better working knowledge of computers than the previous generation entirely. And in fact, it's embedded in through their entire nervous system practically.
Right. So in respect to the educational institutions that we've inherited, there's a confusion. There's a pattern interrupt, as the phrase you like to use, James. A pattern interrupt there, right there, and that affects the emotional and psychological and maybe goal-oriented behavior among the family members. And the perfect expression of the chaos caused by the Internet, you could say, at least personal computers in the late 80s, early 90s, the perfect expression of that in the entertainment world is The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that cartoon become so popular very quickly, coming out of a fringe cartoonist, Matt Groening, in 89-90, because it meets and reflects, accidentally, the actual condition that the family is going to move into, where everybody is 1 year old, so to speak, equal, because the old hierarchy doesn't apply when you have multimedia environment. So therefore, the older people are going to feel insulted, the younger people are going to feel, say, superior, or at least equal, And then as a result of that, you're going to get all kinds of insults and problems of emotional values in relation to the past and in relation to the future. Overall,
yeah, I noticed that with younger generation people that are more computer literate and are texting, and the way they get information, how they decide upon information, and how they send information back and forth and create their belief systems about whatever it is that's going on, whether it's financially or going on with the election, is totally, completely different than the older generation.
Right. And so you take those two boys that invented YouTube in 2005. They were just students at college. And they decided that they would like to email video to each other. So they create a site where they can email each other videos. They had the savvy ability, technical ability to invent it. They do that, and then everybody else dumps on it. And within a year, that medium is changing American politics. Now, no one legislated the YouTube. Nobody brought in. Nobody foresaw the effects. But just that's such a good example of a new medium changing society, at least its political institutions and much else. I was in the airport yesterday, and there on CNN, which you can't avoid in the airport, they now have a regular item where they go and scan YouTube and see which opinion or video they want to show. So YouTube is an important part of their broadcast now.
Yeah, it used to be you'd email in to them what your opinion is based upon what they're spewing out to you. And now people are coming, like, writing their or speaking their own editorials, you know, whatever it is, transmission, and then asking them to, I don't know, are they surfing YouTube?
Their face is seen. They probably check with the person to see if they accept this. Potential being seen by millions, and the average person says, yeah, I'll do that. So here's this young person. You're not getting an email or an address. You're getting the actual person, what, say, class they're at, what level of education, what race, what creed, religion, all expressed in maybe 30 seconds to a minute, mm-hmm. broadcast over the whole world. Now, that's even bigger than Jerry Springer. So now people... Young people want to get on, it'll become a status symbol. Did you get on CNN with your YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
And that'll distract the kid from paying attention, from learning their mathematics or geography or history. Because their mind will be thinking about, oh, I got to express myself. It's an election year. So there's a disrupt right there for all kinds of institutions.
Well, and,
right.
And it's fascinating. You know, late last night, I was the thought struck me. I was thinking about this show today. And it took me a while to get my mind around some of the concepts that you spoke about last Wednesday on this program. But just a news clip about violence and does it affect children watching on television or movies. And I considered that for a moment, and I thought, you know, you can read A Grimm's Fairy Tale, or you can read any macabre writer. You could read... some of the old standards, Edgar Allan Poe, whatever the case may be, this was pretty horrific stuff. But it was a book, and you read it, and you knew that it was a story, you knew it was a book. And the thought struck me that this generation is having one heck of a time trying to separate reality from fantasy when it's packaged and it's put on a screen, whether it's television, whether they're sitting at their computer screen, or wherever it is, there has been a disconnect between reality and fantasy or ideas that have not come to pass or are not yet real.
Exactly. But let's change the word reality. It's not that they have a disconnect from reality. They have a disconnect from previous social structures built on older media. To them, the YouTube or whatever new medium they're using is as important as oxygen. They live it and breathe it. I could say, yes, oxygen is real. Yet I don't have any decision about it. We have to look at people using media. They don't make a decision about it. They imbibe it. So when you got young kids who more and more have to be put on Prozac, whatever drugs they give younger kids, in schools, and I know in New York City even the higher-level class schools have most of the kids are on some kind of drug, and that's due to the confusion caused by media 15 years ago. So now you have a young kid on this drug, and then they start seeing all this media and this YouTube, so they're doubly made up and confused, and the reality issue is a minor, and therefore they'll end up, on a certain level, shooting people. Now, that would be the extreme expression, but in general, these kids are interacting on a level that's not literate, but it doesn't mean it's inferior.
All right, we've got to take this break, folks. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We are back. Jane,
Bob, continue. Bob, go ahead.
Yes, please, Bob.
Gentlemen, I got an email since the show last week, and it's pretty interesting. I don't know who this person is, but James forwarded it to me. The person says, I think that Bob Neverett's information is essential to understand how society and all the people in it are being changed. At one point, he was talking about how the human consciousness is not adapted to all this technology. It is still adapted to nature. And then the person says, I would love to have a conversation with him about, in capital letters, how nature is being technologically altered too. That to me is a huge issue. The nature of the past is gone. With the relentless spraying of submicron-sized metallic particulates, polymer fibers, and nanotechnology in our skies, we do not have natural cycles or rhythms anymore. The thrilling blue of the skies is gone. There are no natural cloud formations or precipitation patterns anymore, and much of the sunlight is gone. The colors, textures, light, and shadows, as well as seasons themselves, have been altered. And the worst part of it is that people do not realize it. They are being altered to resonate with an artificial environment. So we do not have that salvation of a natural adaptability to our world anymore. Our minds have nothing real to adapt to. We have to create the real world again from inside. Now, I find this pretty appropriate. For example, when you look at global warming, people wonder and argue, statistically, you can support either side, whether it's happening or not. But I think if we understand that the technology that we are making is altering nature, and since we, on a cliche level, it's obvious we live faster lives, then wouldn't the cycles of nature, keeping up with our technology, speed up and increase so that a normal 12-month period, an annum, with four seasons would happen in 3 months, and that's why it would be sunny in the middle of winter or warm and cold in the middle of summer, because the 12-month plan that we're used to is not applied anymore. I think that's an interesting way to bypass the argument whether global warming or not is happening. I think the seasons are in a chaotic situation themselves just by speeding up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think when I talk about how this person that raised the question, how is nature being technologically altered? It is. Now, we like to think technology is something we add to our environment. No, it changes our first natural environment. That is an incredible situation. And then on top of that, when you look at the urban survival story, that the Federal Reserve is not going to base itself on actual physical reserves anymore, that's totally appropriate in an Internet environment. We know that the Fed, just by coming out like Bernanke did yesterday, stopped the 450, 500-point plunge just by saying, oh, we're going to do this. The word controls it more. As long as people believe there's a centralized authority and a medium that's knowledgeable, we will follow its directions. So it's the idea more, or the notion, that's more powerful than reserves. So the Federal Reserve is adapting to the present economy, which is based on information and news, not on hardware, gold, reserves, or credit. That's what I'm not saying that's good. I'm saying that is logical when we live in an Internet environment for 15 years.
And the reason we've become such a successful species on this earth is we have been able to adapt. But again, adapting to the existing environment, not changing it, but us adapting to it.
That's right. Scientists have shown, Hans Hock, I think his name is, he wrote this about 30 years ago, that our biological brain was made a million years ago, whatever, and it has not, and it finished evolving. Therefore, when humans started making new technology, or what I would call a second nature, that biological brain cannot adapt to the effects of these new technologies that we make. We are changed by the interaction between them and subsequent environments. So if we think we're a normal citizen, putting my time in and working and getting rewarded, that kind of normal, practical, long-term, eternal values. But when I see that the Internet comes in, a new medium, it doesn't alter me necessarily, but it alters the older medium, money and credit and gold. It alters education. It alters the military. It alters previous environments. That is where the evolution is happening. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let me take a call here. Don from Ohio. Hello, Don.
Hey, Don. You're on with Bob.
I got a couple of things. In the end, though, I want you to transfer me over to somebody to talk to about getting a commercial interest on the station.
Okay.
Okay. First, from rumors I understand, is the Louisiana caucus, which just happened. The reason why they're not reporting anything is that Ron Paul got 11 out of the 15 delegates.
That very well could be. Talk about altering reality by perception through a tube.
Yeah.
On the billionaire for Ron Paul, I think it's time to put up or shut up, because, I mean, you know, that just seems too odd, and he's not trying to contact, you know, I mean, you know, if it was legit, you know, he'd try to contact you or, you know, somebody in the same field and stuff like that, you know, on the need-to-know basis, mm-hmm. you know, and do something. So, you know, if you're out there, you know, do it, or, you know, everybody can consider that.
Bob, if this sounds a little disjointed to you, this is a compilation off of both of the programs we do on this network. So,
but no, I know about this story.
Okay.
Okay, I got $800 coming. Can I give you an IOU for some silver?
Hang on to that thought, and I'll answer that question when we get back.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob BillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Don, in Ohio, are you addressing the fact that you're going to receive an under $800 check from the United States government?
Yeah. That's in jest anyways, but, yeah. Oh, by the way, you got to remind Robbie Noel of what you guys talked about one night, because somebody else called in and asked about the special you had on the silver for the $800, and he wasn't sure.
Radio is a funny medium, and you'll like this one, Bob. People hear what they think they heard or they want to hear.
Oh, come on now.
No. I'm serious. No, what I said about that is I am going to create a package. I really hadn't put it together, but I was thinking about doing it and then calling it a special name. You know, like this is supposed to be a bailout for the American people, and they're supposed to take that $800 and go buy what they need, like 6 tankfuls of gas or some nonsense such as that. But I said that, well, let's do a package here. The people actually get a return off of it. They'll actually save that money rather than spending it into the economy because they're going to need it in the future. So, but at any rate, no, I haven't put the package together, but people's perception was that I had a package, and that's why the calls are coming in. So, at any rate, Don, I appreciate your call.
Hey, send, me send me over to talk to somebody in advertising.
All right, we will do that. Hold on 1 second. That would be Michael Powers. All right. Bob?
All right. Bob, you still there?
Yes, let me continue here.
Yeah.
So, this email I got, the person says, we have to create the real world again from inside. I would love to know if Bob is aware of this. It makes for an even more immense conditioning process than he is addressing. Now, if the person was understanding me, I am addressing that. And then the person says, there is no refuge at all. All right. Now, let's look at Ron Paul. I say that Ron Paul, even though I support his values and what he would like to implement, that he needs to be ignored by the major media and by the population because he's addressing issues that the population is not conditioned to anymore. There are new environments the population is addressed to, and we look at them as zombies, not looking into the Federal Reserve and fractional banking and all the stuff that we like to raise on this kind of show, because we have to acknowledge there's no refuge from the conditioning of a later form of media, which is what we're living in, not the media based on a constitution, a piece of paper, or legislative actions by Congress. The reason Congress has been, quote, bought off for 50 years is they cannot keep up with the new environment, so they just become robots and zombies for their corporate sponsors. If Ron wants to appeal, he has to talk about the present. And I think, John, you were intuiting that when you've been complaining over the last couple of weeks, that Ron is not addressing something to get attention. He needs to talk to the people who've been conditioned under new conditions in their terms.
You know, and it's amazing that you mentioned this, because I just spoke with Dick Mills. It is has been a friend of Ron Paul's for 30 years. I talked to him this morning, and that was one of my issues that I was talking about. He said, well, look, in politics, he says, I've talked to people about the Fed Reserve and these things, sorts of things, and he says it's just not getting through. And he suggested exactly that he's got to talk about the issues here of the day and be effective about that to garner support. And you just said it. So there's meat to the subject here, which I'm going to consider.
Yes, Dick and I agree.
No, so what would you suggest his, I mean, with that notion, how would you change his message or transmission? Dealing with what you just said, old conditioning environments and the new electronic environments as they stand today.
Yeah, you're addressing me.
Yes.
Yes.
I would say that he needs to say, if we are going to teach kids about the Constitution or schools and hoik up literate values, we must recognize that we cannot communicate to them. He could say, not just me trying to get you interested in the Federal Reserve and the constitutional matters there, I'm willing to look at the fact that we cannot live under these conditions if our educational system defines it in old media terms. I would get him to talk about the real causes of why he's even ignored, not from a conspiracy point of view or censorship, but that he knows the issues he's addressing do not relate to a new situation, and nobody's relating to the new situation, which cancels out fractional reserves, like the urban survival story says, and they can run on information or what they call notional banking.
You know, these other candidates that are running, they look like they're doing a scripted version of insane trigger words and cue words and whatever. But
they put on the emotion of multitude. They claim they're working for the community or for the small town or for the small businessmen or this and that and fairness and justice, which do not, those are literate values. They are not addressing it in terms of the present, but they are one step ahead of Ron because they're talking to the people who feel there's no community. Of course there's no community when you live in an electrified state and your chemical body has been superseded by a discarnate electrified body. You
right,
see, they're reacting to that instinctively. But again,
so
they're
then,
way
then
behind.
His strategy's got to completely, totally change. I mean, if their other candidates are doing that way and they're getting all the support and everything, why isn't...
They're one step. They are just going by the image. As everybody in the airport, it was interesting, sitting down with Minnesotans here and there and watching them shake their head over the Obama-Hillary flap, and they say the issues aren't being addressed. Now, those citizens that I was talking to and listening to them complain, they don't know what the issues are. They just know that the leading candidates are not but they don't understand why the issues they want cannot be addressed.
And
that's the issue.
And, Bob, to underscore that, I was watching C-SPAN this morning, and they had a representative on that she was on some financial committee in Congress from Pennsylvania. And she was just bubbly and pushing this rebate back to the people. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching her. From my perspective, I was watching her and I'm thinking, this lady does not get it. To the people that were calling into C-SPAN this morning, they were in agreement with her. And that showed me the level of understanding. So that illustrates the point that you're making.
Yes. These politicians they know you can't focus on one point of view. You must be adaptable to all the different audiences you're going to speak to throughout the day while you're campaigning. So they don't have a particular point of view. We would say, you don't have any answers. Well, they know they don't need answers when they're on TV 24/7. And then some political lackey who works for a party machine goes along with that drift and is itself not aware of what the real issues are. Yet they within the media effect, think that they are getting across.
Ah, I see what you're talking about. So how would you – so you're saying or suggesting that Ron completely address the situation in a different way and address technology issues and so forth as they stand today and completely say something that he's not said before?
Yes, address the causes why his issues do not communicate. He should say, my issues don't communicate because they're based on literate values and we live in a new situation. But we're not taking responsibility for the new medium and the determined situation it automatically imposes on this. It's almost like a law, like the email I get, where there's no refuge. There's no refuge under the situation. No one's going to stop the globalized banking, yet we can talk about the effects of it. Nobody does it. And talking about the effects is talking about the causes of why we're in this situation. Ron should not sort of point his fingers at people and say, you are censoring me. He should say, I understand that the issues I talk about do not relate to the present, but notice that I am the most popular candidate on the grassroots level because I'm addressing what they think they live in, which
right.
is the past, a past medium. That's what people who support Ron Paul want to recover. But they're not looking at the dynamics that causes that to be a futile Don Quixote cause.
Now, when I see him on the debates, when he's gotten up in the past with other people, so you're saying that he's not even reaching anybody in his current form of communication because
right.
he's not addressing
issues. He's reaching people who understand, are literate enough to know what the America was built on. And
mm-hmm.
But the unfortunate thing is literacy is obsolete all across the world. That's what's terrible. You know what I mean? That's the crisis for the West. Why is China exploding? Because they are a non-literate, non-individualistic, and they can be in the group mind, and they can have factories with 100,000 people, you know, processing chicken. You've ever seen those pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Huge things. They don't have any individual consciousness like we have. But the electronic digital environment emphasizes the mass mind. So they have a better chance, just like the Japanese did in the 80s.
But while making them feel like an individual.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what they feel like. They are, though, looking, and they're a big factor coming over here in tourism, the Japanese. They are fascinated by our individual culture. That's new to them. So they may not become totally individualistic, but they are fascinated by it, just like we have been fascinated by tribal structures over the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm. No, so the stuff with the financial issues having to do with the Federal Reserve, what do you see personally happening with – what would you be your prediction for the next 5 years? What's going to happen financially?
I said in 2000 we cannot have an election in traditional terms. I said this in 2000, and we did not have an election. We had a programmed environment where the Supreme Court decided what was happening. Okay. I say that we're not going to have a 2008. We are not getting into the 12-month period called 2008. There's not going to be a year here. The years ended last year. Banking ended last year.
All right. Wait. Because I know nobody understood what you just said. Explain that again.
Okay, the idea that we're in a new year, 12-month cycle called 2008, and that it's something new happening? No. Nothing new can happen under this medium we live in. We just get replays and repeats of themes and attitudes that people are familiar with. Meanwhile, the actual ground of industry and money and accounting and banking has disappeared. So when we say the government's bankrupt, we have to say the Federal Reserve's bankrupt, Wall Street's bankrupt, because money does not measure our wealth. Yet, you look around, there's all kinds of business going on. It's fragmented, it's different parts of society, but those people are operating with a certain newer media that gives you an advantage. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. So we are not, this is the same election we had before 2000, and when the elections were stopped, we are not having an election here. So therefore, the past 2 years has been nothing but panic campaigning, I call it, by people pretending they're running, and it's going to be all locked up by February 5th. Where's the election? Well, under modern media conditions, we can't have an election, so the politicians have to pretend they had it by February 5th.
Why do I get that? You know, I have used this analogy before, Bob, and now I'm beginning to understand why I said it and why I thought that way. I said it is almost, and I made this years ago, even before DVD came out. I think Beta was just recently dropped, and VHS was the format. I said it is as if that our entire life has been recorded, and then it is put in a machine and hit the fast forward. Now, you don't get the sound. You get the images, and it's over just like that.
Exactly, and that's generational cycles. Every 6 years is a new generation, a new marketing profile that Wall Street has to work on in Madison Avenue. Our lives, basically, in chemical body terms, only last about 10 years, and then we're obsolete and a new marketing profile comes up. And so another point, John, is I've listened to some of your shows as to acquaint myself to this station, and you have come to recently say, I don't know what to say anymore.
It's true.
Now, the way to look at that technically, John, is the verbal medium cannot swallow the descriptive terms you need for a multimedia, post-vocal, post-verbal world we live in. That's the problem. When you say you can, you're informed. And then you say, I don't know what to say about this situation. Well, you're in the same boat as those who are not, quote, informed, because nobody can say anything. That's why the president had to be a dumb image for 7 years.
So, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm in the same boat that I know that the people that don't know, and we're just as far ahead. Am I in that same group?
Yes. Because information really is obsolete. Information in terms you learn something, you say, oh, okay, now I know what to think. Now I know what attitude to adopt or what to invest in. There's so much flux going on, there's actually no place to invest in and no attitude. There's nothing that stays long enough that you can develop a position with. So why my stuff may sound abstract and hard to understand is I'm constantly pointing out that we're moving beyond anything we could communicate verbally or visually. It's a dynamic process of O's and 1's going nowhere, yet in economic terms, it's quadrillions. People are starting to get used to the word $1 trillion. They got in trouble, the overnight Fed rate, 3 years ago when they were dealing with quadrillions. It cannot be measured. Therefore, they have nothing, but they can keep talking and having press conferences. And because we're verbal-oriented, we fall into, oh, Bernanke said this, great, we can go up. He cut the rate. He said something. We're depending too much on the verbal, not the authority, but the verbal medium. That we're living on sentiment and nostalgia for an old medium. That's why the Federal Reserve does not need gold anymore. It just needs notions, which is verbal communication. They know the people will identify with the mouth.
I am feeling so obsolete right now.
You should, John. And we're all in that boat. And, you know, it's not that you're weaker than me or you. It's just, if you understand what I'm saying, we all should feel what you just expressed.
And it's true. I mean, I've made this statement many times. The older I get, the more I learn, the less I realize that I really know. And that's not a trick statement. That is a truism. Because as I see the conscious mind absorbing their environment and doing day-to-day life, that if you stay locked into a certain realm, well, that's all you're going to need. So there's not going to be any greater input that you're going to need to expand your horizons or do whatever. You know, we're pretty creative creatures. But most people do not live their lives like that. It is a routine. It is a daily thing. And when you want to step out of that box, Bob, it becomes harder and harder to verbally give conceptual ideas to somebody because they just reject it outright. It is foreign to them. They do not understand it.
Right. Well, it's an ancient medium. How do people express this uncertainty and powerlessness in a post-verbal environment? They're always checking their cell phone. They're always checking the real meeting they live in, almost in a panic urgency.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true.
In L.A. here, Bob, I'm telling you, I was walking to the grocery store. There's a group of young people. They're all wired. They've all got their phones and all their electronic gear, and they're having a conversation with each other while they're texting and on the phone in a group. And I'm like, okay, how do these people – what are they going to decide as far as who they're going to vote for and how, with an election coming up? Because I know they're old enough to all to vote. And I'm like, where are they getting the information from and how are their decisions being made when they're like robots? I wanted to come in and just ask them and interrupt their patterns and say, hey, what are you guys doing with this? How do you guys have a conversation when you're wired all over the place?
Well, if you really wanted to blow their mind, take the old medium, hand them a book and tell them to read it.
Yeah.
That really would have brought the house down. We'll be right back with Bob Neverett, James Martinez. I'm John Stattmiller. We'll come back and wrap up this edition of Cash Flow.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com. Blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
During the commercial break, gentlemen, I just received a call from an FEC attorney in Washington, D.C., and this is pertaining to the Ron Paul campaign. And, Bob, I think you indicated in the positive before if you would be available as consultant. to the Ron Paul campaign?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. And, James, I will know here in 5 minutes if the big money bomb is going to roll in. And we're all going to get busy here and roll up our sleeves and get the man elected that should be elected in this country. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd made mention of an important meeting that took place last Sunday a week ago. And I just said that, look, if I had a block of Play-Doh, Ron Paul is not the model I would create, but is what we have to work with. He's a 72-year-old man. He's a doctor. He is many things. He's many things to many people, but that message is not getting across. And
he's an individual.
Yes, he is. He is a strong individual as well, and people are chiding him for that he somehow appears frustrated or angry. Well, I think he is the temperature gauge for just about everybody out here in this country. And
yeah,
this,
he represents what we can't be anymore.
That's right. That is exactly, you hit it right on the head. And that somehow that we've got to deliver this message, and he has it within him. But somehow we have to deliver that message to make that connection. You know, we use terms, Bob, like, oh, old school. Oh, that's old school. You know, and
right, right.
And this comes from a culture, as you said, Bob, that things are moving so incredibly fast. Culturally, what's acceptable today is blasé tomorrow.
That's right. Well, you know, these girls that James saw, and John, you said, well, I'd give them a book. I'd come up to them and say, you see that intertext texting email you're doing? That will create a situation where you will not be able to have a husband. You may have a husband for a few weeks or a few months, but you won't be able to have a long-term husband. You won't even be able to have a lover. You're going to have to get used to being promiscuous. Can you take that as what you want? That's what you tell them.
Now, why do you say that?
Because,
explain that. I don't get that.
The chemical body, the physical body, cannot have any constancy in relationship, just as you're watching those kids. They're on their chip body talking while walking with their chemical body friends and juggling the two. All right?
Yes, they are.
So they're not
it's like
be
having a conversation with these people is almost impossible.
Yeah, because you're talking to at least two people in each body, in each physical body.
Right, and the reason why I brought that up is, like, how are these people, say they're all registered voters, how are they making their decisions, and where are they getting their information flow from? Obviously, it's their little thing.
They are not making decisions. They're just in the river and flowing along with what the pressure, the refuge imposes on them. There's no refuge, no escape. So you tell these people, you might think in your fantasy that it's great to be promiscuous, but you will get a disease in that situation because you cannot account on people being keeping their chemical body clean because they're too busy dealing with their chip body. The
right.
Juggling of the bodies is where it's really beyond human scale today. And that applies to the finance. We're going to go forward into the fantasy of notional banking, yet people will be dropping off and not having jobs because the globalized economy doesn't need that many people.
Right.
So you
right.
can always just yes. keep two-thirds or one-third employed, and the rest are on their own. That's what the problem is.
Because it seems to me like that I'm very interested in the younger generation because I know they have the most energy, but talking to them and trying to get through to them on some of the issues that John and I talk about, or any issues for that matter, especially in L.A., it's very difficult.
You have to realize that there's nothing to get through to, and that's not a put-down statement, but that you're talking to several kinds of brains and efficiency.
Right. Bob Neverett, it's going to take me a little while longer to get my mind wrapped fully around your concepts here, and I understand the value of this, but I'll be honest with you, after last Wednesday's program, I didn't know what to think. Now the thought patterns are becoming a little bit clearer. Bob,
right.
I appreciate your time today, sir.
Well, it's been a pleasure, gentlemen.
All right, Bob, we'll be in touch.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, James, that'll do it for us today. Be back with you tomorrow. Hopefully we will have good news to report. Well, maybe not. At any rate,
right.
Give
okay,
James bye. A call at 877-331-0626. Consider your credit card debt. Folks, take a stand, get out of that artificial world, and get with it.